All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. And away we go on a Thursday, the 18th of July. Great to be here with you. I think we have put together a compelling, entertaining, and jam-packed four-hour radio bonanza. We will do Who Am I a little later in the show. We will do Who Said That later in the show. I have a top 100 list of college football players where I'm going to give you the overrated and underrated portions. I have hand-selected this. Normally, Sully is the czar of lists. Not today. I wanted to give the young man a chance to settle in for the British Open and indulge in the money I'm throwing on him like a stripper. As I said, one unit, Tiger Woods, won't make the cut to win 2.5 units. So far, so good on that.
Hey, six over right now. It's insane.
Ooh,
David's pissed.
What did I tell you? Free money. I offered you free money as Tiger Woods was crying and I haven't played enough.
Oh, he's looked terrible.
He's awful.
Bryson has not looked good today, but we're still holding out hope for
tomorrow.
Listen,
buddy.
Brooks Koepka, though, is like every major right at the top of that leaderboard.
Buddy, you had a 45-1 shot with DeChambeau.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bust your balls.
Yep.
And guess what? I'm giving you Tiger as a little saver. Win yourself a little tip money. Now, listen, I want to jump right in. I know Doug and Scott did not do this story. A little late breaking for them. Then no big deal. We're right here for you. I want to jump in on this because it's one of these classic cases in life where if you lean one way, you're going to feel something like politically. If you're left, you're going to react to a story one way. If you're right, you're going to react the other, right? The same thing with fandom. If you are a Michigan fan, I know what you're going to say here. And if you're not a Michigan fan, I know what you're going to say. What I'm trying to figure out is when you put aside whatever partisan bias you have, what is the real answer? Now, for instance, I know what's going to happen, but I'm still going to do this because I'm a glutton for punishment. But Jim Harbaugh, we have some audio for you. Now, he was on with a Bay Area reporter who you'll probably remember the name from when he left the 49ers. Tim Kawakami was a major figure out there, and I'm pretty sure he got it. Didn't he get it wrong? I forget what it was, but he got killed in the media. I'm not a Tim Kawakami reader. I just remember the name. The point is, Jim Harbaugh's podcast is sponsored by The Athletic. Well, so is Tim Kawakami's. Now, the Harbaugh appearance was sponsored. I want to make sure I get this right. Is that how that worked?
I never heard it was actually sponsored.
Who
but
cares?
Who knows?
He just went on because he's a Kawakami fan. It doesn't matter to me. Kawakami had asked a question about how Harbaugh's teams had never beaten Urban Meyer. That's the question, right? So what we have is the response to not beating Urban Meyer. Take a listen to this, and then the fun will begin. This is Harbaugh on some podcast I'll never listen to with Tim Kawakami.
Right now, Ohio State is the only team that has a better record than us, has a better conference record than us, and has the better overall head-to-head matchup with us. So our goal is we have to win multiple championships and run a first-class program, and that's what we aspire to. And
what's your reaction when Urban Meyer retired, Jim? Obviously a big-time rival, big-time achiever there at Ohio State.
Urban Meyer's had a winning record, really phenomenal record everywhere he's been, but also controversy follows everywhere he's been.
Uh-oh. He just couldn't help himself, could he? By the way, Small correction, by the way. We need to double-check on the number. I'm pretty sure Wisconsin's got a better record than Harbaugh since Harbaugh got to the league. Not a big deal. Just saying.
Wisconsin's a good team, so that would make
sense. Yeah, I've heard that. But here's the point. Now, if you're a Michigan fan, I know what you're going to say. Get him, bro. He didn't say anything wrong. Urban's a scumbag. He's factually right. Cool. And I'm not here to argue that he's not factually right. But a lot of times in life, you can be right about what you said and still be wrong. I mean, for instance, when they stand up at a wedding and say, speak now or forever hold your peace, and you stand up and you go, the bride's a whore. She slept with 76 men. You might be factually correct because your sister was her college roommate. You're still wrong for saying it. You can't chirp a guy who damn near beat you by an average of 17 points a game. You're 0-4 against him. He's gone. And oh, by the way, here's the dirty secret. Not trying to be rude. Unless you are in the 0.01% of college football coaches who live controversy-free or incident-free, you're all living in a glass house. Jim Harbaugh has had no shortage of controversy surrounding him. What do you call it when you get into it with Pete Carroll? What do you call it when you get into it with Hugh Freeze? When you get into it with Mark D'Antonio? When you have West Side Story before the Michigan and Michigan State game last year? When you carry on what took place in the pregame last year, who, by the way, I, for the record, have said both sides of it wanted that. But Harbaugh's been reprimanded for tirades. Harbaugh's been reprimanded for his sideline demeanor. Harbaugh himself has had several players with domestic violence charges. Here's the deal. You don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. He's right about what he said. Controversy follows him. But I would argue the same to be true with Jim Harbaugh. I would argue, very simply, you can be factually correct about something, but it doesn't mean it's right to say it. For me, as a Michigan fan, do I want Harbaugh chirping a guy who was 4-0 against him? No, I don't. But this is the thing with Harbaugh. This is why he can't stay anywhere for very long. This is why nobody likes him. He has no self-control mechanism. None. He can't help himself. It's who he is. It's who he's always been. Jim Kelly questions his toughness. Harbaugh punches him in the face. Harbaugh gets into it with his coach on the sideline with Dicka. Harbaugh bleep talks the other team in the big game. This is who he is. It's what he is. The backslap with Schwartz. What's your deal, man, with Pete Carroll? Blasting D'Antonio. Blasting Hugh Freeze. This is what he is. He can't help himself. So my question to you is this. Look, ultimately, this comes down to wins and losses. This comes down to beat Ohio State, win Big Ten, all is forgiven. We're not there yet, though. And even though I hate your school, okay, I can only do so much, which is offer you how I would react if my coach did it with my school. I can pretend I'm a Michigan fan, and I could pretend and tell you I'd be irate, I'd be on the air, I would blast it. I mean, I would have gone, look, if this broke during my show, I would have immediately gone on the air and hammered this as a Michigan fan, because here's the deal. I don't want any more talk. I just want walk. I don't want any more jumping into pools. I don't want any more tweeting. I don't want any more papal visits. I don't want any of this crap. I'm tired of being embarrassed by Ohio State. And I got to be honest, I'm tired of having these late season swoons. I'm tired of getting popped in the bowl game. I'm tired of not being at St. Elmo's the night before the Big Ten title game. I'm tired of it. That's me as a fan. I can't be anybody else. That's me. You know, if this show was on in Lansing right now, I'd be doing this, and I'd also be getting after D'Antonio for his comments at Big Ten Media Day. Because I don't want to hear no more talk out of him. And guess what, Mark? You played an injured quarterback. You played Brian Lewerke. You put a kid in there who couldn't play, shouldn't play, left it to the player. You did that. But see, we're not doing that today because not enough people care. I just think Harbaugh, this is who he is. It's who he's always been. But remember something. That doesn't make it right. Everybody's got a drunk uncle, right? Everybody's got their crazy cousin. And you always say, ah, that's just Bobby. Yeah, Bobby's Bobby. Oh, you got in another fight. Oh, Bobby got picked up by the cops. Oh, Bobby got a Dewey. Oh, Bobby got a divorce. Oh, Bobby's late on his child support. No, no, that ain't Bobby being Bobby. Bobby's a bleephole. So I don't really care how much money you make. You are what you are. I know what comes out of his ass when he sits on the toilet. It's the same as all of us. Ain't nobody sitting down and pooping Chanel. Harbaugh is what he is. I mean, dude just ain't right. And if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm just enough. The guy was 4-0 against you. He put up 63, and mind you, to me, called the dogs off. They could have scored 100 if they wanted. He's not there anymore. And you're factually right that controversy follows Urban Meyer wherever he goes. Sick burn, bro. Why don't we look at you when the San Francisco 49ers were leading the league in arrests and you were running a jailhouse your first 3 years there? They had 11, 12 guys arrested. They were leading the league damn near. How about yours? How about your off-field stuff? I'm just making a point. We all live in a glass house unless we are just in that 0.01% where somehow you are the second coming of Christ and you are somehow perfect. If I'm a Michigan fan, I don't need any more of this. And I'm not yelling and screaming about it. Don't need to. And this stuff, to me, it really comes down to, hey, you're a Michigan fan. You're going to say, well, he's not wrong. Here's the problem. You're having a different argument than I am. Because it's the same example I made to you about standing up at the wedding and saying, Debbie, you can't marry this man. He's a cokehead. Wait, what? No, you're factually right, saying you can't say that at the wedding. That's what Harbaugh just did. And if I'm a Michigan fan, I just don't need any more of it. 248-539-9797. Obviously, David and Mikey are big Wolverine guys. I want their opinion on this. No, I can't pretend I'm a Michigan fan. I can tell you how I feel. I can tell you what I would do in your spot. If that's not good enough for you, I don't know what to tell you. Go to the microwave, get yourself a hot pocket, and figure out what you're doing with your afternoon. 248-539-9797. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.